Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is a great day. And yes, there is at least some hope for bringing the nation together so it's not quite so bitterly polarized. At least that is the argument of a number of prominent people who are suggesting that the solution to everything is what they call the Unum test. What is the Unum test? It's very different from the kind of test that they are mandating in schools all over the country that are teaching critical race theory and other radical notions. And there is one heroic teacher, I don't know if he's a conservative or not. I know he's an American patriot. And one heroic teacher who was saying, no, I'm not going to betray my students for that, and or with that. And again, he is risking everything by taking a conscientious stand. We will get into that. And speaking about risking everything, another example of everyday neighborhood heroism against a rabid beast. I'm not talking about some kind of demonstrator. I'm not talking about some kind of troublemaker of the human variety, but a rabid beast that was dealt with one of the most effective uses of a firearm that I can think of, at least recently. Not so effective, Lynn Wood. You remember Lynn Wood. He portrayed himself, I almost said betrayed himself, which, by the way, brings me back. Earlier this show, we played a clip from Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia, who was talking about justice in America depends on who your representation is. And he says, if you have a white sheet, and he then corrected himself and said a white shoe law firm. I'm not sure that the invocation of white sheets, Ku Klux Klan, was entirely accidental or incidental. Probably just a Freudian slip. In any event, Lynn Wood, it's not just a Freudian slip. The guy is full out bonkers. He had portrayed himself as a member of the Trump legal team. Rudy Giuliani and others said, no, he never really was. But he certainly was one of the lawyers who filed a whole bunch of lawsuits against Dominion and against various media outlets and against various people. He believes that President Trump is still the president of the United States. He gave a speech which I do think can help explain why people on the political extremes, we heard from Maxine Waters before, that's on the extreme left. This is on the extreme. It's not even the right. It's just cloud cuckoo land. He was speaking at a Bible college, at least it describes itself as a Bible college. And he was speaking at a freedom and health conference. Well, that's what they call it. The Health and Freedom Conference is dedicated to opposing the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the loss of freedoms. And it wrapped up Saturday night with a very inspiring mask-burning ceremony. I'm sure that meant a lot to the people who were there. But before that, they had a rousing address from Lynn Wood. And at the very beginning of his address, the controversial attorney made an assertion that got people cheering wildly, wildly. This is clip 10A.
I have never heard to this day Donald Trump say, I concede. He's not going to concede. He won the presidency, and he is the person that we the people selected. Donald J. Trump is still the president of the United States of America. He is your president. He is the president of the people. You cannot take away our president. You cannot lie away in our president. You can't fraudulently take away our votes in a machine made in China.
Okay, he goes on, and he basically speaks about Q. He obviously believes that Q is a real person. He may also believe that Q is the Messiah. Now, when he's delivering these lines, he is making a Q gestures with his right index finger. In other words, drawing a circle, big circle, and then putting the little slash at the bottom for Q. And basically, it's all Q saves. This is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And there apparently were more than 4,000 people there. And when you watch the video, people were just deeply moved and wildly enthusiastic. Here's what Lynn Wood sounded like. Listen.
Here you go, Newsweek. Watch this one. There you go. I'm not afraid to talk about it. They've accused me of being a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Why? Because they're telling you that I am a bad messenger. They're trying to attack me because they can't attack Q, because Q is the truth. This is about the children, for God's sakes. Send this videotape. Send it to Hollywood. Hey, Clay, send it to the House of Windsor. Hey, Clay, send it to Bill Gates. Send it to the damn Illuminati. Let them hear the truth. And whatever they do to me, I don't fear them at all. Send it to the Vatican. Send it to the politicians, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, the Bushes. Send it to those people because they are involved in child sex trafficking. It's time to tell the truth to America.
Okay, the House of Windsor. It was moving to see the Queen by herself. Mourning the man she'd been married to for 73 years, the House of Windsor, the Vatican, Bill Gates, the Bushes and the Clintons and the Bidens, they're all involved with child sex trafficking. Okay. How could he leave out Bohemian Grove here? He just mentions the Illuminati. You left out Skull and Bones, for goodness sake. How about the Masons, huh? All these conspiracy theories blend and meld into each other. But then they lead to this, and he probably should be disbarred. They're already talking about it because of other transgression. But he ended this way, and this has gotten the most attention of his inspiring little speech. Listen.
Every lie will be revealed. They're killing our children. Send them to jail. Put them in front of a firing squad. They are committing acts against humanity. The penalty for an act against humanity is death. Take them out.
Okay. The State Bar of Georgia is also looking into disciplining him for imploring his followers to target members of the institution, others, and members of the state bar. He also, apparently, in the duration of his speech, he compared himself to King David. The QAnon phenomenon is not an inspiring phenomenon in America. It's deeply, deeply demented. And now there's a candidate for office who seems to hold on to some of Lynn Wood's and QAnon's core beliefs. He's running for governor against a strong Republican, Brian Kemp. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sign, earth, air, fire, water, and the fifth sign,
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, things are moving along in Minneapolis. The case has gone to the jury. We will have a verdict certainly sometime this week. It could be a couple of days. It could be a couple of hours. We don't know. I do believe that it's extraordinarily likely that Derek Chauvin, the police officer who's on trial for murder of George Floyd, will be convicted on at least one of the charges against him. And if he is convicted on the charge of second-degree manslaughter, even, he could be looking at 10 years in prison. And the question about how people will react to that, well, there's a little bit of an indication in our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, in the absence of Donald Trump tweets, there are always Al Sharpton tweets. There's a very picturesque tweet together with a few seconds of video of Reverend Al Sharpton. And the caption is, he says, headed to Minneapolis to stand with the Floyd family as closing arguments are set to be made today. This is the Floyd family that's already been awarded $27 million as compensation for the truly tragic death of George Floyd. No one can take away how awful the video was and how awful his death was and how, no, he didn't deserve to die, etc., etc. But the one thing about the Al Sharpton imagery is the video he posted shows him from the back. In movies, very often, you see a hero, broad-shouldered hero, walking toward the sunset. Actually, this shows Al Sharpton walking toward the sunrise, and he's walking toward a private jet. I'm not kidding. What does Al Sharpton do? I mean, I know he hosts a show on MSNBC, and I'm sure he gets paid well for that. But a private jet? Well, when you're that important. And there's also this. Today, the mother of Breonna Taylor, who of all of the victims who have become so famous to us and well known to us, she absolutely did nothing wrong. I mean, she was completely innocent. She was lying in her bed at night, and cops started banging on the door. They say they announced themselves as cops. She and her boyfriend didn't hear that, apparently. And she was caught in the crossfire when her boyfriend, just thinking this could be somebody else or it could be anything, fired at the non-uniformed officers who were at the door. Anyway, Breonna Taylor's mom just said that BLM is a fraud and hasn't helped them in any way. This coming at the same time that the co-founder of BLM is trying to explain how it is she has four different homes worth $3.1 million. Just a question. There is this also. There's a teacher named Paul Rossi. And he wrote a piece that was posted by Barry Weiss and her Barry Weiss Substack. And Paul Rossi says this. He says, I'm a teacher at Grace Church High School in Manhattan. 10 years ago, I changed careers when I discovered how rewarding it is to help young people explore the truth and beauty of mathematics. I love my work. As a teacher, my first obligation is to my students, but right now my school is asking me to embrace, quote, anti-racism training and pedagogy that I believe is deeply harmful to them and to any person who seeks to nurture the virtues of curiosity, empathy, and understanding. My school, like so many others, induces students via shame and sophistry to identify primarily with their race before their individual identities are fully formed. Students are pressured to conform their opinions to those broadly associated with their race and gender, and to minimize or dismiss individual experiences that don't match those assumptions. the morally compromised status of oppressor is assigned to one group of students based on their immutable characteristics. In the meantime, dependency, resentment, and moral superiority are cultivated in students considered, quote, oppressed. All of this is done in the name of equity, but it's the opposite of fair. In reality, all of this does is reinforce the worst impulses we have as human beings, our tendency toward tribalism and sectarianism that a truly liberal education is meant to transform. Recently, I raised questions about this ideology at a mandatory whites-only student and faculty Zoom meeting. Such racially segregated sessions are now commonplace at my school. And because of his comments at this racially segregated whites-only Zoom meeting challenging critical race theory, he was reprimanded. And he goes on, every student at this school must now sign a student life agreement, which requires them to aver that, quote, the world as we understand it can be hard and extremely biased, and committing them to, quote, recognize and acknowledge that biases when we come to school and to interpret those biases, and accept that they will be held accountable should they fall short of the agreement. A recent faculty email chain received enthusiastic support for recommending that we officially flag students who appear resistant to, quote, the culture we are trying to establish. When I questioned what form this resistance takes, examples presented by a colleague including persisting with a colorblind ideology, suggesting that we treat everyone with respect, a belief in meritocracy, and just silence. Those are all quotes. In a special assembly of February 2019, our head of school said that the impact of words and images perceived as racist, regardless of intent, is akin to using a gun or a knife to kill or injure someone. In any event, he talks about the administration of the school says that constraints on discourse are necessary to shield students from harm. But it is clear to me that these constraints serve primarily to shield their ideology from harm at the cost of students' psychological and intellectual development. Bravo to Paul Rossi in taking a courageous stand. We'll bring you the latest as this develops. More on the way on The MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show. MichaelMedVed.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a big package, but there's a lot of needs, and so we're going to be talking about what should be included in the package.
President Biden at the White House says he's trying to garner support for his broad, sweeping infrastructure plan. The president meeting with Republicans and Democrat lawmakers on Monday. The president noting everybody is for infrastructure. The question is, who's going to pay for it? NASA's Mars helicopter Ingenuity is the first aircraft in history to successfully fly on another planet. Video footage of the launch was shown at an event in California at the Jet Propulsion Lab.
Altimeter data confirms that Ingenuity has performed its first flight of a powered aircraft to another planet.
and you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The whole world of left-wing celebrities seems to be determined to converge on Minneapolis, or at least in the Twin Cities area right now, because the case of Officer Derek Chauvin has gone to the jury. Today, Al Sharpton heading to Minneapolis. Over the weekend, Maxine Waters, who does not represent anything about Minnesota in the House of Representatives. She represents South Central Los Angeles. And Maxine Waters was speaking, and we played this for you earlier, but it's worth listening to again, because the judge just referred to this at the Chauvin trial moments ago. The Maxine Waters said this to a crowd of demonstrators Saturday night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, the suburban community where Dante Wright had been shot. This is Congresswoman Waters. Listen.
We've got to demand justice.
What should protesters do?
Well, we've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we need justice.
Okay, we got to get more active and more confrontational. And she went on doubting the authority of the court, doubting the verdict. And the question I would put to you is, are any of these celebrities or any of these activists who are converging on Minnesota, are they, do you think, going there to try to keep peace? To try to soothe what is a raw moment of division in America, which is coming just as warmer weather arrives in much of the country, maybe even to Minnesota? Is that the purpose here? Judge Cahill in Minneapolis had a motion for a mistrial, and the motion was from the defense, and the basis, I assume, that they were asking for a mistrial was because the feeling that because of all of the agitation that Derek Chauvin couldn't get a fair trial. The judge was unbelievably outspoken, Peter Cahill. He denied the request for a mistrial, but he specifically and by name let Maxine Waters have it. Listen.
I'm aware that Congresswoman Waters was talking specifically about this trial and about the unacceptability of anything less than a murder conviction and talk about being confrontational, but you can submit the press articles about that. This goes back to what I've been saying from the beginning. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch and our function. I think if they want to give their opinions, they should do so in a respectful and in a manner that is consistent with their oath to the Constitution, to respect the co-equal branch of government. Their failure to do so, I think, is abhorrent, but I don't think it is prejudicious with additional material that would prejudice this jury. They have been told not to watch the news. I trust they are following those instructions and that there is not in any way a prejudice to the defendant beyond the articles that we're talking specifically about the facts of this case. A congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot. Anyway, so motion for mistrial is denied.
Strong, direct, appropriate. And one of the things that I think should become clear through this whole process is the dignity and effectiveness of the American judicial system. And when it comes to protecting the American system, there is a piece that ran at Time Magazine, time.com, and it's a piece written by John Avlon, who is a former editor-in-chief of Daily Beast. Mickey Edwards is a former member of the House Republican leadership, who now teaches public leadership and government at Princeton. And they have Maya McGinnis, who's a strong conservative, by the way. She is president of the Bipartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. And Jonathan Haidt, who is a social psychologist at New York University. They got together and they put together a piece on something called the Unum test. And what they say in presenting it is, healing our divided nation is the defining challenge of our time. Nothing less than the success of the American experiment is at stake. Our problems won't be solved with a single election or a new president. Hyperpartisanship has poisoned our politics to such an extent that it compromised our response to the COVID-19 pandemic, fueled the spread of disinformation, and sparked the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. was fraying long before Donald Trump, they say, with growing gaps between the rich and poor, as well as deep cultural divides between urban and rural communities. The result is that America often feels like it's coming apart, with clashing tribes caught in feedback loops of distrust and resentment, amplified online and manipulated through disinformation, driving us toward ever greater levels of mutual incomprehension. Is that ever true? People on different sides of the divide fear that the other side hates their kind. They have a point. A 2019 study found that roughly 42% of both parties view the opposition as downright evil. To emerge stronger and wiser from the severe civic stress test, we need to put country over party. We need to address the deeper causes of our divisions while developing a unifying vision that can guide policy debates going forward. We call it a Unum test. Here's how it works. Put partisan blinders aside and ask yourself which policies would have the long-term effect of uniting or further dividing our country. And it's such a simple idea, but it's a profound idea. I mean, for instance, the policy of packing the Supreme Court, would that unite our country or divide our country? Come on. It's obvious. Or the policy of confiscating all firearms. which I know is a policy that nobody formally advances, but it's one that's greatly feared, and it would greatly divide our country. Or if you want a policy making abortion a criminal act everywhere, in every state, a federal policy, as a deeply divisive. No, I think their point is profound and it's important. And they say that using the Unum test, asking about any policy or any decision or any appointment, will this either divide us further or will it unite us? It's a good thing. As they argue, that will give us a political system where solving problems is put ahead of destroying the other side. It will give us an economic system that rebuilds the middle class and ensures equal opportunity and social mobility for all Americans. And then they say, and most importantly, a civic culture that emphasizes shared values and the dignity of every individual while protecting the open debate that democracy depends on. And then they write, concerning politics, 80% of Americans say they're concerned about political polarization. 78% of Americans believe it's important that Republicans and Democrats work together. How can we achieve that? And the entire concept of an Unum test, it seems to me worth considering. It's also worth considering what's become a very famous case where a firearm by a licensed holder of a concealed carry permit is used to very important and admirable effect. You'll hear what we're talking about coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, the state of Georgia is likely to be one of the best covered, most decisive battlegrounds in the election coming up in 2022, because Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, very popular Republican, very conservative Republican, a Republican who strongly supported the fetal heartbeat bill, anti-abortion bill, who actually crafted that very controversial so-called voting reform, a bill that did some things that were worthwhile, and certainly a governor who strongly supported President Trump in just about everything. Well, he is now has a primary challenger, as you knew he would, and the primary challenger is Vernon Jones, who is a former Democrat. He became a Republican last year to support President Trump. He was a member of the state legislature, and he's formally lost races for Congress, for the U.S. Senate. This is as a Democrat. He ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. House, for the U.S. Senate, and for DeKalb County Sheriff. And he is now running against Brian Kemp. Why? Because he says, if it weren't for Brian Kemp, Donald Trump would still be president of these United States. Okay, the question here becomes, what does this accomplish for the Republican Party to take this former Democrat? And I should say, he's black, and he's a very good speaker. He spoke very effectively at the Republican convention. But given the fact that on a lot of issues, he is not to the right. He's not more conservative than Brian Kemp. The whole idea of this challenge is going to soak up money and time and votes and elect Stacey Abrams, who is almost sure to be the Democratic candidate who almost beat Brian Kemp last time. And Kemp right now has a 74% approval rating from Republican voters. And it's been going up. I certainly hope that there is no contested primary in Georgia. It will damage the Republican Party deeply in a state that the Republicans should still control. Okay, coming up in a nearby state, South Carolina. It's in North Carolina. Pardon me. And I know they're very, very different. Visited both extensively. It's a story about Burgaw, North Carolina, and a couple named Happy and Christy Wade. And Mr. Wade was carrying a pan of brownies. Ms. Wade was carrying their cat, Carol and Faith, in a carrier. It was a Friday morning, and they were on their way to a veterinarian in Wilmington, about 25 miles away, for a routine appointment for their cat. "Good morning," Mr. Wade said cheerfully to a passing jogger before remarking, "I need to wash my car." That's when something that was recorded in their home security camera transpired that was fairly amazing. It sounded like this.
"I need to wash my car."
Okay, this is the way that the New York Times describes what happened, and something that's been immortalized in this now viral video that millions of people have seen. And, oh my God, she screamed as the bobcat sank its teeth into her left hand and then crawled up her back and onto her shoulder. The attack was captured by the Wade's home security camera in a video that has ricocheted across the internet. The 6-second clip has put a spotlight on Mr. Wade's split-second reaction to his wife's screams. Mr. Wade ran to his wife, pulled the bobcat off her back, and held the animal aloft with his bare hands as it writhed and growled. "Oh my God, it's a bobcat," he screamed. Then he hurled the animal across the lawn. "Get out, get out, get out," Mr. Wade, who has a concealed carry permit, shouted before pulling out a pistol. But the bobcat darted back under the car. Using an expletive, Mr. Wade shouted that he would shoot the animal and warned the jogger to stay away. "Watch out," he said. "It's a bobcat that attacked my wife." After the clip ends, Mr. Wade did shoot the bobcat, as did a sheriff's deputy who had responded to a 911 call, Mr. Wade said. The bobcat was tested. It was rabid. And that meant that both Wades, who had struggled with the bobcat, had to get rabies injections and medical treatment for having been bitten by a rabid bobcat in their suburban home. But as a number of people have pointed out, this guy is an American hero. And a hero to every husband out there. And Christy Wade said her injuries could have been far worse if her husband had not intervened. "He saved my life," she said. "If he hadn't been there, I don't know where I'd be or in what shape I'd have to be in. I do not know how I would have fended it off myself." And she expressed her love for it. Appropriate. Another story with a happy ending. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer play childhood pals who manage to reconnect over a stunning discovery made by Spencer, a brilliant scientist, in Thunder Force, the new superhero comedy now streaming on Netflix.
"I've been developing a genetic platform that will allow us to give ordinary people superpowers.
Thunder Force, remember it."
Now, the reason their superpowers are important is it's the only defense for humanity against a horde of mutant bad guys known as the Miscreants, and led by Bobby Cannavale as the King and Jason Bateman as the Crab. The movie is cheerfully, relentlessly stupid. It's written and directed by Ben Falcone, Melissa McCarthy's longtime collaborator and husband. But you ought to consider a divorce from Thunder Force, which plays like one long, flabby, slow-moving fat joke. With a PG-13 rating, 1.5 stars for Thunder Force, which is a blunder farce. This film, even for fans of Melissa McCarthy, is probably not one of those pieces of work for which she wants to be remembered. She's shown herself to be a fine actress in other circumstances. Not here. Coming up next time, it's entirely possible that we will have, by the time we go on the air, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, it would be 2 p.m. Central Time in Minnesota, we'll be going on the air then. We may have a verdict in the George Floyd Derek Chauvin murder case. And again, because of the media fascination, because of the activists who are very tightly focused on this, it will be fascinating to see how that reaction unfolds. We will be right there covering that live. We will also talk about another case where a verdict was already delivered. And it's a case of a destruction, basically, vandalism against a synagogue in Spokane, Washington, where the young Nazi who pleaded guilty was actually for what he had done, was confronted at sentencing by a 97-year-old Holocaust survivor. And it's a moving and eye-opening story, and very different from another story in France where an Islamic terrorist who brutally beat a woman to death and then threw the mother of three out a third-story window, she was a physician, where he, the French courts declared, could not be tried, could not be held responsible for his crime because he was high on marijuana. And he had simply been smoking too much marijuana. Does that defense make a lot of sense for you? Well, it didn't to the president of France, but we will get to that and much, much more back home in this nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.